sorry.
Fumbling.
Every day I'm fumbling, fumbling.
Bitch.
It's a design flaw with the light.
It's like the bulb is weird, and sometimes it connects and sometimes it doesn't. It's like, it's not in a socket, it's just this bulb with metal on both ends, and it just wedges into these two springs. Really bad design for Toyota, very disappointing. I could fuss with it, but it's not worth it.
So 3 years with this truck to be 30 years old.
Yeah.
So it's a classic, man.
I think it I guess it qualifies as what you got.
Vintage. 25 years, right? Oh god, wrong way. What does it mean?
I will not enter, don't worry. This is a weird parking lot.
I know, man.
Only one way in. Only one way out. It's a metaphor for life. Oh my god, look. It's like he's a
yeah. Oh,
Jesus Christ. This is the weirdest. Is the exit over here?
Toma,
oh my god, this is a weird one. That is totally bizarre. Like, it's totally wide enough for traffic in both directions. I don't get it.
Exit that way.
Oh my god. Not that way.
That's
an entrance. Damn it.
That's
it's from the woods. Yeah. Oh, it's just a dead end. Oh, this is definitely bringing back memories of like the 80s. Is it left here?
So I think I just had to go under the highway, get back on the highway.
Tricky. Yeah, that movie is pretty humorous. I like how Seattle has become a stand-in for like tech dystopia. Oh, bad tech shit's happening? Probably Seattle.
Yeah, where are they from? Seattle.
Is it this way?
No. Let's try.
That's a rest area.
Port Angeles, yeah, west. There we go.
I feel like I've been to this rest area. I have been. Yeah, and I remember someone asking me, I stopped here to use the bathroom and stretch. This is like, not this time, but last time. I'm like, how do I get back to the road? Oh my god, that's awesome. And this person's like driving around and asking me, like, excuse me, dude, how do I get back to the road? 101? It's like, I don't know. I'm guessing if you go that way.
Yeah, you just gotta see full circle though.
Wow, that was awesome.
Yeah.
So are we going to the right direction? Yeah, I did go to this one. And then I was like, I'm not sure which way to go, so I just went the same way.
Yeah,
I told.
No, you gotta go this way and get out.
That's just
a dead end.
Told, and this is how you leave the movie theater? Like, this makes no sense.
That's right.
But I guess, yeah, wild. Movie theater on the highway.
Yeah.
Well, that was about what I was hoping for. Like, that's good enough. I mean, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty funny and, you know. Uncanny Valley hits the Uncanny Valley vibe pretty well, which I like. If you're going to use CGI, perfect. Do it on, you know, robot, AI robot. It's a good vehicle for a CGI movie. I wonder how much was practical and how much was CGI. I'm guessing they must have just used a small person.
Yeah,
actor,
yeah, and that was like dancing. Like she was dancing. That was not a
And then she kind of, but I augmented. Yeah. I gotta say that dancing scene was in the trailer, and it's part of what sold me on the movie.
Right.
It was just like it looked cool and fucked up. And shades of, you know, talking about Kubrick, like the Shining.
Right,
it's got that kid, little girl Shining vibes. Yeah.
yeah, they definitely were stealing from that.
But, you know, I think very... And now, see, all I knew of this movie, I saw the trailer once. The theater. I was like, okay, I'm going to go see that. I don't want to hear a fucking word about it. That's how I like to go into movies. Like, I don't want to read a review. I don't care what anyone thinks about it.
Right.
I don't want to know what it's about. It's about a crazy robot doll. I get it. And really, there's a Twilight Zone episode with Telly Savalas called Talkie Tina. It's the same fucking story.
Okay.
It's not a particularly original concept.
Right.
Twilight Zone did it first, but, you know, they did it really well.
I mean, it's really kind of like Frankenstein.
Also, I was totally, yes, exactly. And like when you say, oh, who's the villain here? Because it's really not the Frankenstein's monster that's to blame. It's Dr. Frankenstein.
Yeah,
Yeah, it definitely, but that makes it kind of that very digestible, because it kind of has these almost archetypal tropes now.
You're right there.
Oh shit!
Just
I didn't.
Like right there.
Where is Deer Park? Deer Park. Yeah, we are so familiar with those tropes. It just. You don't, but there's a surprising amount of character development and kind of, I guess I definitely saw that, whatever the proxy robot, what was the proxy robot's name?
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, he was gonna
That's Chekhov's, gun of proxy robots.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, and also that whole mech suit idea that we see like an alien and an avatar fighting in the mech suit.
Kind of
similar, so. But, I mean, what can you do that's not going to be
done already?
Yeah, you know, it's just, it put it all together in a new way. That was very, very fun. Bruce, was it Bruce? Yeah, well, it's a good ride.
They didn't have good lighting. Whoever was lighting the shots.
Definitely in the corporate world, that was really weirdly lit. Like, yeah, like a set. They were either they were on location and couldn't get the lighting right, or they were on a set and didn't have time to get it right.
This guy who like calls the shots, he just kind of has vodka, Sky Vodka, because they were like, oh, we're gonna get money from Sky Vodka.
Oh yeah, probably.
So the old guy is drinking.
Yeah, I just wrote that in. Because it's also like, wait, if he's not the CEO, who are... Oh, yeah, I thought the guy was the top CEO. So were these investors, maybe? That's what I thought. It looked like... That part, I'm like, yeah, this looks like a bunch of, Seattle billionaires. They just look basic as fuck, but they're all worth, $1 billion. That part, I thought, was well cast.
Right.
For a movie set in Seattle, it's like, we showed the Space Needle once in Seattle.
It's all shot in some warehouse.
So they didn't really get much of the Seattle vibe, although some of the passive aggressiveness of it was, that was pretty Seattle. That was good.
You could come and make some sandwiches today.
Yeah, she was good. Yeah, the acting was so-so in some places. Not all the performances were great, but... the casting wasn't even that great in some cases, but you know, fuck you, Holly. That's good. I just had to start saying that now.
Fuck you.
I just say no, thank you. That was pretty fucking funny. The script was good, and the editing was great. The more I watch films, the more I appreciate the editing. And I'll watch for the editor credit, because I feel like really they're the unsung heroes of movies. Sometimes people sing them up a little bit, like famously Marsha Lucas, George's wife, she fixed Star Wars. It was dog shit, like the original 1977 movie, and I've seen on YouTube some of the original edits. It was such dog shit, but she's like, no, what we should do is... She rearranged all the pieces, and she's the one who really made it. Like, George, of course, was the prime mover, but it could have gone nowhere if it had followed his strict vision. And I think that she might not have been involved with the, like, middle three. Like, she was totally the secret sauce that made Star Wars. What they say, saved in the edit.
Right, right.
Because you can have great footage, but not know how to put it together.
Right.
A bad edit will ruin a movie. But she even did, like, some structural story changes. Like, the whole, like, ticking clock at the end, like, that was her idea. Like, they had a very boring climax. She's like, no, they only have so much time. It's, like, the most obvious thing.
Yeah.
Once it gets around the end, then they're gonna get the tractor. Blah, 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 blah. So, anyway. So, yeah. Yeah, not a, like, flawless masterpiece, but a very good piece of entertainment. Like, very, very savvy. Just something about it was, and the design.
I love that this kind of thing can be PG-13 nowadays, you know?
Yeah.
Like, with all the war, she fucking ripped out of half his ear.
You know, I think they're okay with, like, the ideas of the violence. Like, oh, she stabbed the guy with the blade.
Right.
But they don't really show it very graphically. Yeah, that's the difference between an R and a PG-13. And an R, you would see it slicing open, you'd see the viscera. And that's the part I didn't need. I was actually, like, if this had been R, I might have been slightly more on the fence. But, you know, I used to live for that shit when I was a teenage boy. You know, we used to rent the, grossest movies we could just because, you know, I'll have to go to the right lane or...
Yeah, you want to be in the right lane.
You know, just for the gross out factor, and you know, I'm trying to be edgy as a teenager. Like, what's the worst shit you can watch? You know, oh god, and puke. You know, but I'm not into that now. So I think it's a good constraint too. It's almost like more Hitchcockian.
Yeah.
Where it's the you know what it the violence. You know what's happening. You don't need to see.
Right.
Like even Psycho,
right,
shower
right,
scene. You don't
right.
really see any.
Right.
Like penetration or it's just stabbing motion, crazy music, and then the blood down the drain, and that's kind of more horrific than if you see the thing. Grizzly out. Did they run out of budget for road paint?
Dude, this is a rough town, man.
It just remind me when it's time to turn.
Yeah,
totally
the
sure.
light. Oh,
this light here?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like something road, truck water road.
POWMIA.
I see veterans hitchhiking along this highway sometimes. John Rambo. Pick him up or run him out of town. You know, I don't want to run him out of town.
But Rambo was shot up here somewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I forget which town, but it is in Washington.
Ah. Did not know.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that since I was going to action. Yeah.
The first one, right? Like the original.
Yeah.
That is a Washington town. They're in Washington.
Right, me when I think back on it.
Yeah, because like it's cold and it's kind of rainy and
a lot of evergreen.
There's like chasing in the woods and down this river.
Mm-hmm.
That's all like supposed to be Washington.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I think they did shoot it somewhere here.
God, was movie going a big thing in Bulgaria? Teenager? Yeah.
It was cheap. I mean, it was like 50 cents to go to the movies.
Yeah. It was definitely affordable when we were teenagers, and we definitely went from being like innocent kids going to the movies to like drinking in the parking lot. The first time I smoked a joint, first time I smoked marijuana of any kind was in a movie theater.
Wow.
Because back then they had a smoking section. And it was like, no one was in the theater. Things were just cooler. It was the 80s. It was like a 16.
Okay, you want to go right.
My friend John Warren, I was sleeping over at his house. This other guy, Steve Wang. Steve Wang brought a joint, which is like, oh, wow. It was like the sequel to, I think, Romancing the Stone. Wow. The sequel to Jewel of the Nile, I think. Just a nothing movie, but I remember getting high as fuck. And
well, that's when, what was her name? Became later total alcoholic. Kathleen Turner, whatever.
Oh, she
was a star.
Oh, did she go that route? Because I love her. Well, Kathleen Turner, because I love her in Serial Mom. Which this movie reminds me, you know, yeah. I wondered if the one actress was Sphinx Stoll. There was an actress, I meant to look for it in the credits. She was a John Waters regular. And it definitely,
I think, is what her name was.
Not sure if it was Kathleen.
What's her name then?
I'm not sure. I barely. I was like, was it like some Douglas guy? Was the lead?
Michael Douglas is definitely
the lead.
The lead.
Yeah. Was it Cybill Shepherd?
No. Romancing the Stone, 1984.
Oh, that's why I smoked that now. Okay. Smoked my first joint. Oh, no. Jewel of the Nile was the sequel, so it must have been 85 or 86. But probably the same cast. And am I, do I know where to turn? I probably don't.
It's going
to
be our, just fun. Yeah, it's Kathleen Turner.
It is. Okay, wow. So she became a big raider.
Danny DeVito.
I didn't know she became an alcoholic, though.
Yeah.
She was great in Serial Mom.
Serial.
Have you seen that John Waters movie?
No.
Oh, man. It's pretty main, it's like a mainstream John Waters one. And it is a masterpiece. A masterpiece of cinema and one of my favorite movies. It's just so funny and it has this very, it has a similar tone to this. This had, well, his is a way more comedic and obviously satiric, but some commonality of tone, like just this dark humor under humorous undercurrent. And yeah, the degradation of the doll.
Right.
You know, because at first you do sort of, oh, those sweet eyes. And, oh, you do sort of, I was attaching. I was bonding. And then it just gets revealed. And that is a kind of a good, almost morality tale for today. It's like, yeah, these things appear to do human things. And even some of the breakdowns, like, it's just like this word salad gleaned from Data, you know? It's like, yes, that's what we were just talking about. But in this case, it does seem to have evolved, you know? So it's the difference, but maybe it does. Yeah, I liked it. It's nice to like a movie. Like so often, just God, more shit. Why did I waste my time? But that one was definitely nice to see it in the theater. Every so often, I know I have to go to see a movie in the theater. Like The Witch, same thing. Saw the trailer, had to go. I knew I would go. It's always like Team America, same thing. It's like that movie, I have to see it. And always, I manage it like with one or two nights left. I'm like, I gotta fucking go. I saw The Witch on Maui. I was like, oh, she's here. I got there late. I'm like, good, I can still see it. Like five people in the theater. Fucking Maui, who's going to go see it? Story about witches in the 1600s. We had our share out here. We call them missionaries. Yeah, I wonder what we missed. I feel like you missed a little more than I did, but I came in and it was the Gemma.
Oh, that
dick,
yeah.
Gemma was doing a demo of like a like not even a fully articulated.
Right.
Jesus, I've already forgotten her name.
The
Megan. No, it was Megan. No, it was like she was like, no, let me show you what I'm really interested in. And they're like, oh, we want the cheap, you know, the, right. the perfect pals or whatever. And, so, and then, but then the guy forgot to put in some insulator and it melted and blew off. The whole head blew off. I was like, you know, starting big. But it also is pretty good foreshadowing. It's like, yeah, you know, these people really, really don't, they're not so hot with the technology thing. Like, you just saw the head explode. Where do you think this movie's going? Yeah, it's like driving into the void.
It's super grim at night. Like when you come on the bike at night in the winter.
Oh boy.
When you turn in here. One time I turned in here, my light died.
Oh shit.
So I had to like hold my phone and ride down the hill.
Yeah. You know,
I made it, but it's a bit scary.
Yeah, I once rode a bike, and it was in Interlaken. I think it might have been after Burning Man, and I got a ride back to Capitol Hill, and I had to make it home from there, so I borrowed someone's Burning Man bike, I don't even remember, and then drove, you know, Interlaken Park at the end of 19th on Capitol Hill.
Right.
Fucking pitch dark road at night, and I didn't have lights. That was way before cell phones.
You rode that crazy Burning Man bike that I had from, I don't know, Stanwood or some crazy shit.
Oh, that was an adventure.
That was fucking
Not crazy. Only that, but that bike, I was on that bike and I held onto some guy's window frame as he drove his Dodge 300 up this big hill. And he was going like 30, I guess.
Oh my God.
And then from there, I went on I-5. I went on I-5 on that bike. And like it was a nice long downhill run. So he took me up to the on-ramp.
Yeah.
Like I knew I could, so I did it.
See where the track
was?
Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, that was one of the last wild things I've done. I've been that wild lately. Slightly wild. But that whole night, I mean, I went to the cedar stump or whatever.
I was dead.
Oh, you started.
Like, I was like, oh, let's go home. And you were like, oh, I'm not ready.
Oh, my
I'll
God. So I got.
And then you closed up the thing and then went off with these guys. I have no idea.
Yeah, threw the bike in the pickup truck, went back to their house, shot pool, drank endless beers. This guy had a little, like, car collection in his garage. Nice Corvette. Classic. And his wife wasn't too happy. He had a wife and kids. He worked for some company. I even bought stock in it. You know, did okay. Like 2 shares.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, it's getting late, that's for sure. I was already daylight. And then, this guy helped me out a little bit. just held on to the side of his super, sports sedan. And he was a slightly older guy.
Oh,
God, yeah. And just boom up the hill.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I dropped in on I-5. Wait, is it here?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah, oh my God. And then worked. Left for an hour. Oh, God.
About 43 between the two rocks.
And then soft rock.
Big tree here. I took it out. Just couldn't see what the fuck was going on.
Well, it's great that you got the front yard. Yeah, that movie was a hoot.